We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, Tavi Ben Menachem, Urish, and Chaim Yaakov, and Pidchos Leyom, we're in Sukkah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Tikra, you have a roof, a ceiling. She'ein Aleha Ma'aziva. And there's no plaster, so you have boards, you have Nesarim, and we're assuming, at least according to the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah, that the boards we're speaking about are between 3 and 4 Tvachim. The very Machlokas from the previous Mishnah, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, as to whether or not this is included in Gezeras Tikra or not. Where Rabbi Yehuda said this was acceptable as boards for the Tzrach, and Rabbi Meir says, no, it's not acceptable. If it's less than 3, it's okay. But between 3 and 4, Rabbi Meir says it's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. What we're discussing here is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who typically allows boards between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, he would say here we have a problem because you're not using a mischach initially. You put them up as a tikra, as a ceiling. You happen not to have she'ein oleha ma'aziva. There's no plaster. So now it's not a complete roof just yet. And now before you decide to connect them together with the plaster to make it into a real roof, you said, you know what? Maybe I'll just use this as my sukkah. So what do we need to do in order for this to be acceptable for a sukkah? So the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that this is not acceptable the way it is. You have to do something to turn this into a schach because we have the problem of ta'aseh v'lo mina asui. The nesarim, the boards that were placed there, were not placed there for the sake of sukkah. It was placed there for a bias to build a house, to make a roof. So we need to maybe move them around or do something in order to now identify them as halachic schach. So Rabbi Yehuda says that this is a debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omrim mefakpek v'notel achas mimein taim. The literal translation of the Mishnah is that Beis Shammai says you need two things. You need to, number one, loosen them, mefakpek, loosen the schach, these boards that are between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, and then v'notel achas mimein taim, and even take every other board out of place. So now we have space, so and we can replace it with kosher schach. So Beis Shammai is obviously of the opinion that to loosen the schach, that only fulfills ta'aseh v'lo mina asui, but it doesn't nullify the status of the ceiling as a tikra, as a roof, and therefore you have to remove every other one, and we will replace it with kosher schach. That is Beis Shammai's position. Now, the Gemara explains on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph that even Beis Shammai doesn't require both of these. When it says Beis Shammai says, Nifak pek you loosen then, and v'notel achas mimein taim, what Beis Shammai is basically saying is, in order to validate the sukkah, it means that even if you've loosened the boards, it doesn't accomplish anything. You have to replace every other board with kosher schach. Only that is going to make the schach valid, and loosening them is meaningless. So it doesn't mean you have to loosen them. It means that mefakpek, even loosening them, is not going to help. Rather, v'notel achas mimein taim. But, says Rabbi Yehuda, what's Beis Hillel's opinion? He's more lenient. Beis Hillel omrim, mefakpek, oh no, telachas mimein taim. He says, you don't have to do both. You do one or the other. If you want to loosen them, you loosen them from their place and then and place them down, that's fine. You move them a little bit. That now has the status of accomplishing that it's no longer ta'aseh v'lo mina asui. Or if you don't move them, you can pick up every other one and put kosher schach in its place. Either way, Beis Hillel holds, you only need to do a maaseh to fulfill ta'aseh v'lo mina asui, and that very act accomplishes as well to nullify the shame tikra, the name, the status of a ceiling that this has. That is Rabbi Yehuda's explanation. That is Rabbi Yehuda quoting both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's position. Rabbi Meir Omer, no tel achas min ben tayim. Says Rabbi Meir, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel don't argue on this. Everyone agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, that the only thing we do is we take out every other board. Ve'eino mefakpek, that doesn't, even Beis Hillel says that doesn't achieve anything. You have to take one out, And that way, and once you do that, you avoid tasav lomanosui, and loosening them, moving them around is not necessary. Take every, you don't have to move them around at all. Take one out, and that's it. And this is Rabbi Meir, who follows his position from the previous Mishnah. Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, we can't, just moving them around, that's not going to help, because these boards themselves are not kosher. So what do? I take out every other one, and I replace them, of course, with kosher schach. Now, the understanding here is that I am placing, if I have kosher schach, which will now take up, hopefully, the majority of the sukkah, that is going to accomplish exactly what we need in order to avoid this problem. Now, this is all the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah. Rashi understands that the boards we're discussing are not between 3 and 4 tefachim, but rather the boards are 4 tefachim wide. And so now, if that's true, I have a problem, because even when I replace every other board, I'm still left with boards that are not kosher schach. So how is that going to work? So Rashi therefore would understand the following, that since I replaced every other plank, every other board with kosher schach, we can assume that that most of it here, we have to make sure it's a majority, and that's something we'll see in the next Mishnah as well. I have a rove, a majority of sukkah is covered with kosher schach anyway. If that's true, so this would be kosher, I just have to be careful, at least according to both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, not to sit under any one of the slats, the previous ones that were placed there as the roof, which have not been replaced, because each one is 4 tefachim wide, and that's a problem of sitting under roof. I haven't nullified those as being a roof. Those boards are never acceptable, and therefore you should not be at least, you should not sit under those particular boards. Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches Hamikare Sukkah So Bashvudim, person who is using for schach, who has shvudim, are spits. Now, are they iron spits? Well, they're iron spits. We certainly understand why they're not kosher, because they are, although here, they don't grow from the ground, and they're also mekabel tuma, so that's a problem. Knocks them out on both counts. O ba'arucho samita, or you use for schach, you have these bed boards that you're putting there as well. Even if they're thin enough, that's a problem. They may grow from the ground, but they are mekabel tuma. Why are they mekabel tuma? What if they're flat? Flat wood is generally not mekabel tuma. You need a base kibble. When it comes to metal, you don't need a base kibble. You don't need a receptacle. Even flat metal is mekabel tuma. But wood is only mekabel tuma when it's the base kibble. That may be true, but when it comes to a bed is mekabel tumas midras. It's in a different category of tuma, and therefore, since these boards come from a bed, which is mekabel tuma, so those are mekabel tuma even if they're flat. So if this is what you're using as your schach, so says the Mishnah, im yesh revach beinehen kimoson kshera. If you have equal open space between them where you can put kosher schach, so that would be acceptable. Now, the understanding here is that I need really a majority of open space, which is filled in with kosher schach, and that way I have what we call, this is a term from the Hilchos Erev, and I have omed beruba al haparetz. I have more area that's literally standing, that's covered over area that is paritz, that is breached, that is open, which means that the area that has the non-kosher schach is essentially open. It's not kosher, but if I have the majority, 51% of the top of the sukkah is covered with kosher schach, that's acceptable. That's what the Mishnah means. Im yesh revach beinein, between this not kosher schach is kamosan, and I fill it with kosher schach, and a majority of that, like in the previous Mishnah as well, at least according to Rashi, kshera. Hachotet bagodish, says the Mishnah, a person who digs through a gadish, and we mentioned this in a previous Mishnah when we were discussing Tasev Lamanasi, you hollowed out a haystack, a lasos bosukkah, you make it into a sukkah. Perfect, you hollow it out. I have kosher schach on top, because hay is kosher schach, and I have walls on the side, and there it's perfect. Says the Mishnah, Achotet bagodish lasos basukkah, ain't a sukkah. This is the classic example of a disqualification of tasev lamanasli. Here, you're digging, the schach's already in place, and you dig out a hole, so a magic, the sukkah appears. That's not good. You need walls. And then tasev, you have to make the sukkah. Here, the sukkah's already made before you know it. The schach's in place. This is a non-kosher sukkah.